Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got Ann Swerdfeger on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, I think anticipation is in the air with the Stratford Festival because folks are hearing about rehearsals and more. We've sprung forward, so that means we're just getting even closer to the upcoming season. There you go.
Yeah, it's so true. We are really getting ready. We have, I think it's 8 shows in rehearsal now.
Wow, that's amazing. That's just incredible. Let's put the spotlight on the big musical for this upcoming season.
Yes, we have Donna Fiore directing and choreographing Annie. And it is looking incredible. I don't know how she does it, but one amazing musical after another. I've been popping in and out of rehearsals on that show, and it's really been enjoyable. There are 11 little girls in it. Harper Ray Ash is playing Annie. She is from Toronto, and we have little girls from all over the place, as far away as Winnipeg in the cast. Quite a few from this vicinity, sort of Cambridge, Waterloo, Kitchener, Guelph, which is great. They're all astonishingly good. I saw them doing It's a Hard Knock Life, and it knocked my socks off, as they say.
Oh, fantastic. And as you mentioned, with Donna Fiore directing behind the scenes, you know this is just going to be a smash hit.
Oh, absolutely. And it's such a beautiful show. It's so right for the time. We all sort of think we know Annie, but it really touches on so much that we're suffering right now. The rich man at the middle, but in this rich white American man at the middle, but in this case, he really sees that he needs to bring about change and has to lead the way. So it's a beautiful story. It's heartwarming. I think there won't be a dry eye in the house at various points throughout the song. But there's also going to be some very, very happy moments. I mean, think of that beautiful song, Tomorrow. And, of course, we made a casting announcement yesterday. Did you see that?
That's right. For the role of Sandy in Annie.
That's right. We cast 2 dogs to play Sandy so they can alternate in the role, Clue and Uno. And one basically looks like a border collie, and the other looks like the sort of hound. He's a hound poodle mix, so a big old shaggy dog.
Yeah, they're 2 very different looking dogs, which is interesting.
They are, so people can get 2 very different experiences. We started with 5 dogs and who came out sort of auditioning. They were all from the same trainer. And now we're down to the 2 that we'll be using. People, as we shared photos, people were so keen to see both dogs in the role. So I think it'll be nice for them to see 2 very different dogs.
Yeah, exactly. So congratulations to Clue and Uno sharing the role of Sandy in Annie, the upcoming hit musical with Stratford Festival. And should mention Dan Shamroy as Daddy Warbucks. Is that right?
That's right. Calling him Oliver Warbucks, according to the brochure of programs. He is, and well, we all know what to expect from Dan Shamroy, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
He can be absolutely unrecognizable, like he was this past year, in Something Rotten. I actually had quite a senior critic who's been coming here for, well, he's a young person in his 30s, but he's been coming since he was 19, so he has seen Dan in a million things. And as we walked out of the show, him having just seen it, he asked who played Nostradamus, and when I told him it was Dan, he just hit himself in the forehead. He couldn't believe that he didn't recognize him. But that is Dan. Dan can be anything, and he becomes the character so completely that he's absolutely believable, but he's just this amazing chameleon. So from Nostradamus last year to Oliver Warbucks this year, and Dan has a daughter of his own. I think it's going to be a really touching portrayal.
Oh, he's going to do a great job. And of course, the whole cast, along with our 2 dogs and Sandy, going to do a terrific job. We're so looking forward to that. Now, you mentioned so many rehearsals already underway, but we've already got a first dress. Is that right? Few shows?
First rehearsal. Sorry, yeah. I may have said that when we were speaking earlier.
Oh, sure, sure.
I'm getting my terms mixed up. We had the first rehearsal for 2 more shows.
Okay.
Yesterday. So we welcomed the cast and creative team for Forgiveness and for Sense and Sensibility. So that, I think that brings us up to 8 shows in the rehearsal halls.
Oh my gosh, it's all underway. It's all happening now for the upcoming season with the Stratford Festival. So that is wonderful news. And speaking, of course, of the other Anne of Green Gables that's happening this year, and I'll let you know about this. You know, when we talk about Stratford businesses, you know, taking part, rising to the occasion, I understand that Poppin' Kettle Corn on Downey Street in downtown Stratford have Anne of Green Gables fudge that they're selling, and if you can believe it, Anne of Green Gables raspberry cordial.
Oh, isn't that great? It's so wonderful when everyone hops on board and you know, makes the most of the playbill. We have, you know, almost 500,000 people who are coming in every season to see these shows. So they want to see that reflected in their shopping downtown, I'm sure. That's a fantastic idea.
That is wonderful. So, and anything else on the go, again, get your tickets. You can get tickets certainly for preview performances for the season, StratfordFestival.ca. Anything else that
and
folks need to know?
You can still use that promo code I gave last week, local. So do use that to get some deals on selected shows.
Perfect.
Give it a try. And yeah, getting a sneak peek of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels today. I can't wait for that.
Okay.
It's going to be fun.
Well, we'll chat about that for next week for sure. Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Thank you so much for your time, Ann.
So good to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.